This is John Thomas. As you know, or should know, I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. I know it's a bold statement, but trust me, you can weigh literally any weight you want to weigh. Now, that you think that's crazy. You say, John, I'm 50 pounds overweight. I'm really unhappy. I can't lose a pound. I can't get rid of this. How do you say that I can weigh whatever I want to weigh? And I will tell you that if you've been listening to my podcast, you should know the answer to that. If you hadn't been listening to my podcast, you should. They are all free. I don't want any of your money. And when you finish listening and understand and do everything I'm telling you to do, you will take the money you saved and you will go buy new clothes. You will be the happiest person around. Let's review a few things before we get into what the critical issue is. I've talked about it, but we're going to go into more detail today, is how to eliminate the emotional reasons that you keep putting all that food in your mouth or you say you keep eating. If you've been listening, you should know that when you say you love to eat or you say you have a really big appetite, what you're really saying is you need all that food in your mouth. You love to eat? Baloney. You need to eat. Putting that food in your mouth makes you feel good, makes you feel safe, makes you feel secure. Food in your mouth does that today. You won't need it anymore. But you do right now, and that's why you made yourself fat. So the people say to me, all right, John, that's great. I accept that. Okay, I did it for emotional reasons, but my gosh, I weigh 150 pounds too much or 50 pounds too much. How do I do it? I've been on 50 diets, and if I lost weight for a while, I've gained it back. So you're telling me, fine, I'm eating for emotional reasons. How do I make it go away? All right, now, look. How do you eliminate what you feel is a need? What changes needs? What changes compulsions? The answer is really quite simple. It is the emotional recognition. They are nothing more than needs, compulsions, and habits that you kept around solely for emotional reasons and really have nothing to do with food. Listen, you cannot satisfy an emotional need with food. Feeding an emotional need is not only temporary and illusory, it's self-destructive. But you really already know that. Has eating a lot of food that you thought tastes great made you happy? Do you feel better because you weigh 30 or 50 or 100 pounds too much? Baloney. To the contrary. Eating the way you do has made you unhappy. You certainly don't like weighing what you do. You hate it. Really, you hate it, or you wouldn't be listening to this. Food only compounds the problem. It not only doesn't satisfy any of the emotional needs you've been trying to satisfy with food, it causes you to weigh a lot more than you want to. So in order to get rid of it, in order to make these needs go away, because they made you unhappy, they really haven't done a thing, you have to reverse the need you feel. You have to know what it is. You not only have to know it intellectually. Yes, you might understand what I'm saying, John, we understand it. How do we make it go away? Because no matter how many diets we're on, how many pounds we thought we'd lose, we always gain it back. That's because you feel emotionally comfortable being fat. Now, people have difficulty with that. Say, John, we can't stand it. We hate it. I don't want to weigh 100 pounds too much. Yes, remember, you are eating just enough food to keep yourself weighing what you do. If you weigh 100 pounds too much, you are eating just enough food to weigh 100 pounds too much. Look, and let me say this over and over again. I can't say this enough. The way you've been eating is something you emotionally had to do. People say, oh, John, it's a cop-out. What about self-responsibility? What about responsibility for our actions? Baloney. These are emotional needs. You've been eating the way you do because you thought food satisfied positive emotional needs, such as security, comfort, pleasure, and avoided negative emotional needs such as deprivation, frustration, unhappiness, and anxiety. You know how it is. Put enough food in your mouth, taste the flavor of meat or french fries or pie, and everything is going to be okay. It just made you feel good. It made you feel satisfied. Chew your food. You know how it is. Get all the juices and flavor in your mouth and feel comfortable. Be full and feel secure. Now, I must tell you, it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to be that way. You say, John, that's crazy. I've been that way my whole life. Or I've been that way since I got married, since I had my job, since I had children, since I had trauma. I need to have the food. And that's why you made yourself fat. And that's exactly why you're keeping yourself fat. So let me tell you exactly what we're going to do. And it's not hard to do this. You have to. The only person you have to deal with is yourself. You don't owe me an explanation. You don't owe anybody an explanation. Listen, once you're able to identify and focus on your real emotional issues, they're partially solved. Amazing, isn't it? It's recognition and understanding what you're doing. Once you emotionally accept the fact that you do not have to eat for emotional reasons, your needs, or what you thought were your needs for food, will begin to go away and you will begin to change. That's how it is. It really is that simple. You go through the intellectual exercise, which you've been through, and we're going to take you through the emotional exercise. We've started that before. Every time you put some food in your mouth, see what it does for you. Why are you doing it? Or take you through all the meals, or take you through the day, or take you through the week, or take you through the month. Just listen. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. And once you grasp the notion of this, you'll be fine. Remember, I got an email from one of my listeners, one of my thousands of listeners, whose name is May. She writes, I don't take any bite of food now without being aware of what's it doing for me. She is now able to distinguish and understand what she needs for food and what she needs for emotional reasons. Once you understand it and feel it, you need to feel it, then the need will go away. You say, that's not that simple. Yes, it is. It is fundamentally that simple. Look, you made yourself fat. Nobody, it's not the food. Food just lays there. Remember it. Don't blame the fast food outlets. Baloney. You want to put them out of business? Don't eat their stuff. You think they're making sandwiches with 1,000, 1,500 calories? They're catering to a need, yours. If not yours, one of your friends, maybe your kids. There's millions of people go there every day. That's the need. They're not creating the need. If you've been going there or any other place, I don't have a knock on those guys. They're in business. They're catering to a need. If you didn't eat the food, if you said, no, I just want carrots or cucumbers, they'd be selling carrots or cucumbers. I'm not telling you you'll have to eat carrots and cucumbers. I will tell you, you can eat anything you want. Say, John, that's crazy, because I'll eat 14 fudge pies or ice cream. No, you won't. Why? Because you won't do it for emotional reasons. You'll be eating for reasons that make you happy. We're talking about making you happy. Really, that's what it's about. You're unhappy being fat. No diets have worked for you. They're not going to. It's not a knock on the diets. They may be fine. It doesn't make any difference. It's you. It's every one of the thousands of people who listen to my podcasts. Anybody who's overweight, anybody who's fat, anybody who wants to weigh less. I don't use the term lose weight because it's inaccurate and misleading. If you don't change emotionally, the chance of you losing weight permanently is practically zero. Something like 97% of everybody who goes on any diet eventually gains all the weight back. Now, why is that? Wouldn't it be stupid? Because they have to, because you don't feel emotionally comfortable without putting the food in your mouth. We're going to have a disconnect. I'm going to teach you how to disconnect whatever need you feel from food. Remember, it's not the food. Food just lays there. Food is something you put in your mouth for emotional reasons. You got to grasp that. If you don't believe me, don't take it on trust. That won't help. Go do it. Do like May. She's now able to distinguish. And when you distinguish, you say, oh my gosh, I don't need all this stuff. This whole thing was a terrible mistake. I never had to weigh 100 pounds too much or 50. It was a joke. Oh my gosh, what did I have done to myself? But you know, it's not too late to rectify it. Anytime, any day, you can start from day one, beginning right now. You do not have to be fat. You can be as thin as you want. You think that's crazy? Baloney. That's because you haven't done it. That's because you're looking at life through the eyes of someone who has an emotional need to keep eating a lot of food or putting it in their mouth. That's going to change. You're going to change. Your emotional prism will change. You look at food and you'll say, I don't really need that food. Is that going to make me fat? Is it going to make me happy? Yeah, food may taste good for a little while, but if you eat too much of it, it's going to make you fat. You'll be eating for nourishment. That's all. And because food, you like food. That's fine. But you will never do it to a point where you make yourself fat. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. I'm going to take you through your day. In the next series of podcasts, you will go through everything you do and you begin to analyze it. And you will say, I promise you, this is just a terrible mistake I made. It'll be okay. Trust me, you can weigh whatever you want. It's all free. I'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.